May I please ask for your attention? First of all, thank you to everybody for being with us today. Thank you for making this CapitaLink Forum another tremendous success. I'm Nicolas Bornoz of CapitaLink, and for those of you who don't know me, I'm the brother of Olga. So I have to tell you, I have been living in the United States for 36 years. Everybody, those people who know me, they know me by name. Olga has moved to New York 6 months ago. Lately, I'm also known in New York as the brother of Olga. So anyway, thank you to everybody for being with us. Thank you to the CapitaLink staff for putting together another great event. And I have to tell you, I'm particularly moved to see the turnout we have today. Greece is going through a very tough time, and some parts of Greek shipping, of global shipping, are going through a tough time. So as I was talking with Andreas Tsavlidis and Nick Tsakos, the fact that we have today with us, I would think, the cream of the crop, the elite of the commercial banks doing business in shipping, of the investment banks, major charterers, is really a testimony to the strength of the Greek shipping and to the respect that the global community pays to Greek shipping. So if you allow me, let's have a round of applause for you. And another thing that we were talking together is that, you know, trying to promote Greece or Greek shipping abroad is not particularly easy, but it's definitely a task that, at least for me, it makes me very proud. Anyway, I would like to, I don't want to take a long time, I'd like to thank all the sponsors who make this event a reality. As you know, our events may not be commercially the most rewarding for the organizers, but I hope that they are the most quality-oriented events and the most rewarding for the attendees. So that's why I would like to thank the sponsors. Among them, I will not mention everybody, but I would like to mention, of course, the New York Stock Exchange and NASDAQ, who partner with us for all of our events. Tsakos Energy Navigation, they have been our global lead sponsor for everything we do. And that's a great endorsement, and I thank you very much. And of course, everybody else, Ernst & Young, DVB, and all the other sponsors, all the law firms that come with us year after year. So I would like to thank everybody for their support. We are not in the conference business, but surprisingly, we organize 12 investment conferences a year. 7 of them are related to the maritime sector. And we do events in New York, London, Athens, and as of this May in Shanghai. And I have to express again my thanks to all the Greek shipping community who when they heard we're doing something in Shanghai, they said, we'll support you, we'll be there with you. So it will be a Greek invasion of China in May. Anyway, we are particularly, I think we had a great program today addressing topics of very critical interest to the industry. And we have a great program in the afternoon, and I urge you all to come and listen to the various sessions. Every year we honor a major personality, a major Greek shipping family or a personality for their contribution to Greek and global shipping. And in the past we had Captain Panagiotis Tsakos who is with us today, and I understand that he's coming up with a very special event soon, so we're gratified to have Captain Tsakos with us. We have Mr. Perikles Panagopoulos, and we have Mr. Mitropoulos with us, and we have many dignitaries, among whom also the Ambassador of Korea. This year, we are honoring, and we should not forget, Mr. Papadimos, the former Prime Minister of Greece. And of course, we have Mr. Varvitsiotis and several other ministers of Merchant Marine who are also dear friends. Anyway, when I go down the dignitary list, I always forget somebody, so I beg for your forgiveness. This year, we have the exceptional opportunity and honor to recognize the Tsavlidis family. You all know the Tsavlidis family. They need no introduction, and I don't want to steal the thunder from Mr. Papadakis, who will introduce them. But I'd like to say that Tsavliris are a very successful, traditional, third-generation shipowning and maritime services company. The group's founder, Alexander Tsavliris, was recently inducted in the Greek Shipping Hall of Fame, and very deservedly so. The father of the dynasty, if I may call it that way, he created one of the first large shipping companies to establish itself in Piraeus right after World War II, and he also created a major Greek salvage and towage company that could compete with the best of the world's salvage companies globally. His legacy has been honored and expanded by his three sons, Nicholas, George, and Andreas, whom we honor today. And I'd like to mention that, if you allow me to say, because Olga and I are very close as brother and sister, I find it particularly rewarding to see not only the business spirit, but also the family spirit of having three brothers to be so closely bonded together in family life and business life. And with that, if you will allow me, I will ask Mr. Papadakis, you all know Mr. Papadakis, to come to the podium and introduce our honorees.
Good afternoon, everybody. Today is a particularly heartwarming day for me because not only is this a great privilege, but it's also a genuine pleasure to present this award, which is not just prestigious, but also very well earned. There could not be a better time to recognize the Tsavliris family contribution to the maritime industries. Tsavliris recently celebrated 100 years from the birth of the group's founding father, Alexander G. Tsavliris, 75 years from the commencement of the first Tsavliris shipping company, and 50 years from the foundation of the Tsavliris salvage in 1964, which coincidentally was also the year when I met him. The present generation of Tsavliris brothers are people for whom I feel very, very deeply, both emotional and touched, because it's a deep honor for me to call them my real friends. Their father was a friend of my father, of my parents actually, so I can accurately say that this thing is a multi-generational thing. What is for me inspiring is that they do their business with ethics, morality, honor, and exceptionally high professionalism, plus capability. All this while remaining true to the Baltic motto, my word, my bond. In that, they do something very, very rare. They allow us, Greeks from abroad, to be proud of their success and the attributes that makes this happen. This allows the heartwarming glow of a Greek success story in the very bleak current landscape of things that can make those of Greek origin all over the world proud. Having lost my only twin, it's equally heartwarming, and I mean heartwarming in the genuine sense of the word, to see three brothers working effectively, successfully, and with enormous competence in true harmony as a team. The other day I was invited by Captain Panayotis at the function for the Archontes of the Patriarchate. And as I was waiting for the lift to go up to the reception area, I saw, and I was stopped in my tracks. There was a big picture of some of the crew on the ship, an event, and underneath it actually said something which I find astonishing. It's very simple, but it made me take a picture, and I have it, and what is it? Big letters, in capital letters, team. Together, everyone achieves more. And that's exactly what the brothers do. They are leaders in integrity, and I dare say that it's in their genes, and they are leaders in the knowledge that they have acquired, and put to daily use over the decades in their business. As world-class salvers, they have technical knowledge and experience beyond the scope of most of us, definitely. And allow me to say, they are providing a vital emergency service for our industry and the environment. Team, this is vital wherever the human element is concerned, but especially so in shipping and at sea. That's why they use the word in all its meaning, and that's why I keep using the word heartwarming, to see the three Tsavliris brothers working as a very good team. That they do this with the full support and loyalty of their satisfied, long-serving crews and office personnel is a tribute to all that their father so effectively taught them. Personally, I hope he can see us today that all his efforts, teachings, hopes, and aspirations for his boys have all come true. He and all of us can be very proud of them. Bravo, George, Nico, Andrea. It would be remiss of me, of course, if I didn't end, and I think that speeches need to be short, if I didn't congratulate Nico and Olga for Capital Link. You two allow us Greeks here and abroad to be very proud of our country and our origins, and you do a tremendous service for the industry, which we all love and serve. Now, if we can have the video, we'll see something Confucius always said, that a picture is worth 10,000 words. We're about to see a million words.
The Tsavliris Group is an entrepreneurial maritime business that is unique in terms of its experience and know-how. The Tsavliris family has long been involved in dry cargo shipping, and it has also excelled in one of the toughest businesses connected with the sea, the marine salvage business. The group's story begins three quarters of a century ago. Its firm foundations can be attributed to the vision and hard work of one man, founder Alexander G. Tsavliris. Alexander G. Tsavliris was born in 1914. As a teenager in Piraeus, he worked on a small port tug. Later, in London, he learned more about the shipping business. And after the Second World War, he began operating a small fleet of his own coaster ships. Alexander returned to Greece in 1956, and within a decade, he built up a fleet of 17 ocean freighters. In the early 1970s, two new Liberty replacement ships were ordered from Hellenic shipyards. Alexander had long been fascinated by the tug business and impressed by the daring deeds of salvage men. From scratch, he rapidly built up a fleet of 30 tugs, one of the largest worldwide, that was active all over the globe. Sadly, the group lost its founder prematurely. Alexander G. Tsavliris died in 1973. His three sons, Nicholas, George, and Andreas, already active in the business, were resolved to continue Alexander's legacy. They ordered further dry cargo new buildings and purchased other vessels on the second-hand market. Historically, the Tsavliris family has either operated or invested in over 150 dry cargo ships, tankers, supply ships, and salvage tugs. In recent years, the brothers have maintained an interest in the freight markets through joint ventures with friends. At the same time, they grew the family's salvage operation into a world leader. The Tsavliris name has always stood for fair competition and being open to work together with competitors and with other stakeholders in the common interest. While the salvage business is sometimes perceived as opportunistic, Tavlieris treats ship owners and insurers as true clients. And after saving life at sea, the group's priority has always been to provide a first line of defense against marine pollution. After the end of the Cold War, the group embarked on a long-term joint venture with the Russian Navy to operate the two largest, most powerful, and advanced salvage tugs ever built. The super tugs, Foti Krylov and Nikolai Chika, were one-of-a-kind vessels, and they proved their worth in a string of celebrated salvage operations and towages. The salving of the container ship MSC Carla, to cite just one example, resulted in what was then the highest ever peacetime salvage award. For many years, Tavlieris has been the number one emergency salver worldwide. Year after year, it is awarded more Lloyd's open form contracts than any other salver, and it holds the record for the most ever, 50 in a single year. Tavlieris is frequently cited by experienced Lloyd's arbitrators for its dedication, its tenacity, and its world-class status. Over the years, the technical know-how of the group has been also put to good use in wreck removals, including major projects in Europe, India, and Africa, needing sophisticated, innovative solutions. In one particularly sensitive case, Tavlieris was chosen by the Hellenic Navy to raise the sunken missile torpedo vessel Anthipopliachos Kostakos from a depth of 170 meters where it lay on the seabed of the Aegean Sea. It was an outstanding achievement. Tavlieris' track record as a pure entrepreneurial salver is exceptional. It has handled more than 3,000 salvage and towage cases, most of these under the Lloyd's open form, no cure, no pay contract. The three Tavlieris brothers have been consistent champions of the marine environment and tireless in their efforts to promote respect for the seafarers who man the ships. Recently, the Tavlieris Cultural Foundation has been established in honor of the centenary of the birth of Alexander G. Tavlieris, an exciting initiative with a particular focus on Hellenic culture. Unique, too, is the unity of the family that has stayed together through all the market ups and downs. This has helped carry the group into the 21st century, not only intact, but dynamic with new potential. Already, a third generation of the Tavlieris family is being groomed to take over the reins and write its own chapter in this distinctive shipping story.
Very impressive. It's now my honor to invite up to the podium Andrea, who
What a moving film. I'd like to thank, first of all, Olga and Nicholas Bornozis for honoring us today and for this special award. We really very much appreciate it, Nicholas and Olga. Thank you so much. I would also like to congratulate you, too, for organizing, as you have this year. I understand it's the seventh annual forum you've created with the Capital Link. Sorry. And I think you should be very proud because this has become a very international and worldwide event. And bravo to you. I believe the success of our company is due to the high quality of our services, which are appreciated by our clients. It is not always easy, but we have always believed in shipping, and we've always believed in the importance of the Salvador's work. This has sustained us and kept us resolved to remain in the market even during some long, difficult periods. Thank goodness we had good enough clients, and they have always shown us good loyalty by giving us the work whenever the need for a Salvador arose. I can say honestly, in all the years I've been in this business, I cannot recall one single instance when we ever let anyone down. This award will only encourage us to maintain the same high standards and continue to improve wherever possible. On a personal note, I'd like to say that today, we're very happy if our father could be here with us. It would be a great honor if he could be with us to see what's happening here today and to be amongst all of us to enjoy this occasion, which to us, making us feel so proud, I cannot tell you. Thank you very much. Thank you.
George, please come up to the podium.
Ladies and gentlemen, I got a confession to make. First of all, I happen to be the second brother, the middle guy, the one who's the troublemaker and the troubleshooter. Having two brothers, one 2 years older and one 2 years younger, all I can say is one never dies from boredom. I remember distinctly years and years ago, just about after about 4 or 5 months after my father passed away, and I suggested to my brothers that we embark on a new building program in Brazil. At that stage, we hardly had any money. I just felt, and I think our bankers should listen to this today, because I don't actually comply with logic. I don't think I ever complied with logic in my life. And we placed an order for the ships. My brother Nicholas, God bless him, comes on the phone and says, "You and this mania of yours, megalomania, where are we going to find the money?" We only borrowed $20 million at the time. I was 25 and a half. And I said, "Nicholas, don't worry about it. We'll find a solution." He said, "But you always say that." I said, "Well, we'll find a solution." And thank God we did. But the bottom line here is also what I want to mention for the future generation, because I think Nikos Papadakis so elegantly put it as to where we came from and where my father and my mother, by the way, who should also be given credit for this venue, for the simple reason that you ladies today don't know what the older generation had to go through. My father was a very difficult man. He's a workaholic. And I can assure you that being a mother, she was the one who held the home and the fort together. So as much as I want to give all my admiration and love for my father, I also want to credit my mum. Now, I'm getting a bit emotional about all this, as you probably realize. But one thing I want to set for the next generation is that we did what we did because we tolerated. I mean, I can obviously be the most unbearable person to work with and sometimes the most unbearable person to live with. But that's part of the predicament of being the middle brother. But I do want to mention for the future generation, and especially with Greece being in the situation, the predicament we are today, stick together. Work with the Greek word, synergia. Synergia is a Greek word. synergy. In the same way as brothers or families can stick together, stick together as a nation. It's our Achilles tendon, and we have to correct it, especially the young people in this room. Secondly, have faith, believe in God, have determination, and have the guts to take risks, because without risks, Yeni Lenjamin, nothing ever happens without risk. To finish, because I'm getting a bit going on a bit, and you'll be tired of me soon, I want to mention something which I saw in a film recently, and I'll quote it. The only failure is the failure to make the effort, to try. And the measure of success is how we cope with disappointment. At the end of the day, everything will be all right. And if it isn't all right, then it's not the end of the day. Thank you.
Now, Nico. Nico, where are you? I've lost you. There you are. Thank you.
I'm going to say less than the others. Ladies and gentlemen, distinguished guests, now that everything has been said and done, it falls upon me to thank everyone who made this pleasant event possible. I thank my dear brothers for so eloquently explaining how it all came to be. We thank Niki Papadakis, who spoke sincerely from his heart and moving words about us, kind moving words about us. We thank Nikos and Olga Bornozis and all at Capital Link for their hard work and their initiative to select Tsavliris for the prestigious Capital Link Leadership Award. Indeed, I would like to witness them receiving such a distinction themselves one day, as they are really leaders in their own field. Thanks goes to our staff at Tsavliris Salvage, who always have supported us, many of whom have been loyal over many years, indeed, in some cases, over their entire careers. We have one person who is still with us working. He served for us for over 65 years. He's not 65, he worked for 65 years and he's still working. We thank Pericles Panagopoulos and Captain Panagiotis Tsakos, both previous Cattle Link Leadership Award winners, for being present here today and as our guests. Last but not least, we thank each and every one of you here today for the great honor you have bestowed upon our family and upon the memory of our founding father. Thank you very much indeed.